Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author. And tonight I want to talk about something I discovered, and it really opened you up to feeling the power of yourself. It's called outlaw optimism. How does that make you feel when you hear outlaw optimism? What do you feel when you're down around your gut and your things like that? It's something I've really expanded of is you got to start speaking words of energy that make you feel good, make you feel like you want to go forward rather than stay inside the same old energy you've always been. So as I opened up to this, I really have expanded of some different things. But the outlaw optimism is unusual, trend-setting celebrations within yourself. It really comes down to people understanding that life is about being outside of the habitual, mundane stuff that life keeps you inside. So as I move forward and I go through this, I really begin to see where I was locked in trying to do it, but I'd never get beyond where I'm at right now, because to expand of everything opens up a new way of life within me. So as I move forward, I understand that life is actually a student of my life, a student of me, because I am the teacher and life is the professor. But it's also, I guess it would be the, I don't want to use the word training, but your life is where we begin to win within ourselves, because life is how we view life. But it's really about how we entertain life and we move ourselves forward. So as I move and I do this, I really unlock a now sight. And that's seeing right now. And as I do this and I go forward, it's the new insight of myself is where I'm at. And it's really about propelling my own life forward. But how does it feel when you say outlaw optimism? And the thing about that is it gets you out of the past, and it's time we stop living and learning from the past, because the past is gone. Everything happens now. It's a memory of the past. But that memory has tentacles of good, bad, and indifferent in it. But when you get into the outlaw optimism, you open powerful, trend-setting internal moxie, inspiring spiritual maturity, opening unfathomable trend-setting celebrations of moneyed-up extravaganzas. So how are you afraid of the moneyed-up extravaganzas that are within you and allows you to move yourself forward? Because that is where I'm at myself. And outlaw optimism is I unleash my outlaw optimism, overrides my mundane delusions I unknowingly put myself throughout my daily escapades, stuck in the crash raids of a phrase, afraid of everything, passed away to oblivion today. Unsheathed my outlaw optimism, optimizing unlimited tenacity, lionizing audacious willpower, opening powerful trailblazer imagination, mastering inspirational spiritual maturity, turning on my light of luminary intrigue, galvanizing Hellraiser's tenacity, hearing my intuitive lure with a now insight invigorates new stupendous innovative genius, hegemonic triumph. Trusting my natural valor to admit, I taught myself to accept and stay inside the lines of society's systemized bluff that keeps me trying to bluff. It keeps trying to bluff me into what I taught myself through school, circle of influence, and what other people think, created my bewilderment, setting me to hearing and vocalizing my controlling fears that went away today as I endeared me to my outlawed optimism of unconquerable willpower, trusting my gut gumption, visionary versatility, and my agile abilities, embracing my brain power and brain prowess forever, now and forevermore. How does that feel, brain power and brain prowess, to ever forever expand? And that really opened me up to a new way. So as I move forward and in life, life becomes a new wave of wisdom for me to expand and live my life. So what do you think of how would you feel unleashing your outlaw optimism? What do you feel? Isn't that the open omnificence, majestically pandering harmony throughout your daily life? Wouldn't that open you up to a new wave of wisdom and a new way to feel within yourself? So how are you afraid to feel the inspiration and the fiery force, the fiery present sight of outlaw optimism? So as you go forward and life becomes an entertainment and ordains your new way of life, how will you feel expanding your inner glory? How will you feel expanding your inner glory through optimism? So as we go through, how do you think you're optimistic, but yet when it all happens, you become locked in yesterday's pity me palaver, afraid to move forward? That is where I realized I was stuck and been stuck in my life. So as I walk forward enjoying life, I open up to a new wave of wisdom within myself. But it's kind of a rambunctious freedom when you feel that outlaw optimism. But how do you feel optimistic and yet internally you feel kind of, Well, that is what happens when you open up to letting go of this, and that is what the outlaw optimism does for you. It allows you to feel the energy of freedom. How would it feel to understand you encompass the energy of freedom and never having to look back into the yesterday's docile way of life? So as I opened up to this and I'm starting to understand it more, I realized that life becomes a game of genuine admiration, maturing every day because I let go of being stuck in the muck of yesterday and really stop realizing that life holds me back, because I held myself back, because I become afraid to endear myself to my energizing nirvana. But it's the escapades of expansionism that open me up. You got to feel the optimism in sorrow, grief, and all the dark forces of life opening up a daring audacity, realizing Kevlin energy, and that's an enlightenment of bold, enterprising wisdom. So as I move forward through this and open up to understanding that outlaw optimism kind of seizures the stuck in the mundane, you know, thinking I'm doing it and standing up, thinking I'm doing it, expanding of understanding, I am opened my life in every way. So just as I do this and I really become engaged in my inner self, I really listen to my inner self, I really open up a better way of life for me to experience. But it's being willing to let go of being stuck in just thinking this or thinking that. It's really about opening myself to engaging that inner sagacity and trusting my own abilities and agilities, visionary versatility to walk of life, the stroll of life, rather than being stuck in life. And that is where we're at. We're always trying to be something. And if we quit being something into being a spiritual entity, what does that do to you? That's what outlaw optimism looks to be, a spiritual entity rather than a human annoyance in your own life. How have you taught yourself to be your own annoyance? That is something that's kind of different. How did I teach myself to be my own annoyance? And that's what we really are. So as we let go and how are we our own annoyance and annoying things? And how does you trying to think you're better than others keep you locked and blocking your self-sabotaging ways of life? So as I move forward with outlaw optimism, I start rising above the mundane mediocrity within myself. I kind of feel I feel like a Mustang running through the mountains, across the valley at a breakneck speed, uninhibited by anything. So how do you feel uninhibited when you say outlaw optimism opens unbelievable trails, canonizing optimistic mojo, expanding everything through me? So as I allow myself to walk and talk in a trend-setting way, I really open up that outlaw optimism and really break my inner jail, break out of my inner jail, my inner cells of hell, because I allowed the outside world to control me, my feelings and emotions, thinking I'm doing something, yet I've never not doing it. So as I open up to this and allow the outlaw optimism, I open unusual triumph, an unforgettable triumph within myself. I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach. And my website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. And my books are available at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. I wish you a very lovely day and good night.